Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 14th of September. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Alex Brock to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at some of the headlines today. King's College Guildford rated good by Ofsted just 18 months after entering special measures. There's plans in Woking to build a 33-floor tower, and Elmbridge has empty home discount to be scrapped. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Alex. Good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, thank you. And you?
Yes, very well, thank you.
All right, shall we start with this story then about King's College in Guildford being rated as good?
Yeah, so this is the story on the front page of the Guildford edition this week. Essentially, a Guildford school once ranked among the worst in the country has completed a remarkable turnaround and has now been rated good by Ofsted. So the school was King's College in Southway, and it was actually placed in special measures after an inspection in December 2016, which rated it inadequate. There were good news on Tuesday, however, when Principal Alistair McKenzie announced its reclassification following an inspection in July, achieving his aim of moving King's College straight from inadequate to good. He said, "I've always believed in our students, in the skill of the teachers and professionals at school, and in the passion and aspirations of our parents and the wider community." The inspection report in 2016 described King's College as inadequate in several areas, including the effectiveness of leadership and management, quality of teaching, personal development of pupils, and student outcomes. Ms. McKenzie said it was quite a difficult thing to have as my first headship, and he describes the period as the darkest days of my life. The Ofsted report, however, provided the principal with what he described as a mandate for change. He said, "Sometimes the siege mentality helps. We were able to create this atmosphere of everyone pulling in the same direction. And it appears to have pulled off, and obviously now the school is rated good." But you can get the full story on this pretty amazing turnaround in this week's Guildford edition.
Well, that's a pretty quick turnaround, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Just 18 months. So obviously it's good that it went into special measures and so quickly came out of it again. Now, yeah. Woking, which seems to be getting taller and higher every time I go down there, plan to build a 33-floor tower.
Yeah, so proposals to build another tower in Woking have been revealed. If given the go-ahead, developers want to build a 33-storey block at the site of the former BHS building, which is on Commercial Way. The department store was based at the site until August 6th, back in 2016. And currently houses the British Heart Foundation shop. Developer Cortland said roughly 70 car and cycle spaces would accompany the development if the plans are eventually approved. And the site lies just across the street from where a 34-storey tower has also been proposed. Based on the corner of Christchurch Way and Church Street East, 174 flats would actually be built following the destruction of Concord and Griffin houses. The plans for Commercial Way also include public gardens, as well as a tech hub and co-working space, according to a spokesman for Cortland. Two public exhibitions of the proposals will be held at Christchurch. I believe one of them has already taken place, actually, yesterday, and the second one will be held tomorrow on Saturday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m, and this will be at Christchurch in Jubilee Square. The chairman of Cortland UK, Richard Olson, said the private rental sector needs to step up its game. Councils can't provide all of the required housing stock, and why should they? The housing crisis is obviously very real. We believe we can make a real difference in Woking. We aim to regenerate the 81 Commercial Way site to provide approximately 290 high-quality apartments. These apartments will be designed with renters' needs in mind, with attractively designed community spaces such as a tech hub, co-working space and landscape gardens. Obviously, not everyone is as pleased with the plans. Councillor Anne-Marie Barker, leader of the Liberal Democrats on Woking Borough Council, said As I have said before, it is desirable to have people living in the town centre, but it seems unlikely that this development, like the other towers that we already know of, will provide the homes that local residents need. What is the point of ticking the box of homes delivered when those who can't afford market rates are still living with parents or are crammed into homes too small for their families? As you said earlier, several of the tower blocks in the town centre have been either proposed or granted planning permission, in addition to three Victoria Square towers currently under construction. These include the 39-storey Woking Gateway next to the station, and three towers of 34, 25 and 17 storeys in Goldsworth Road. A lot of new developments going on in Woking. And as I said before, there is a public exhibition being held tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Christ Church in Jubilee Square. So if you want to have your say, then definitely get down there.
All right. Just when I thought there wasn't room for much more development in Woking. There's been so much development over the years, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Anyway, right, let's go to Elmbridge now. An empty home discount is going to be scrapped.
Yeah, so this is a story on the front page of this week's Elmbridge edition. A council tax discount for empty homes is to be scrapped in a bid to encourage landlords to relet properties quickly. It is actually hoped this could generate a further £40,000 for Elmbridge Borough Council through council tax collection. At the moment, owners of unoccupied and unfurnished properties are entitled to 100% discount on their council tax for the first month from the date it becomes empty. After 1 month, they then have to pay the full council tax. The discount was approved by the government in 2012 when it was felt that they would give time to relet a property. But since there's been disputes between owners or landlords and council staff over when the 1 month discount is applicable from, and the chance to generate further funds from scrapping it has led to the borough to reconsider this whole discount. Basically, papers are to go before Elmbridge Borough Council Cabinet, which will consider the proposal on Wednesday, September the 19th. The papers say there are repeated disputes received from landlords/owners when the tenants are awarded some or all of the 1 month discount. Staff time is spent dealing with these disputes, and the processing of this discount can also be time consuming. The no discount policy will come into play on April the 1st next year. And if it goes ahead, then approximately £40,000 will be available to fund Elmbridge services. But yes, you can get the full story on that in this week's Elmbridge edition.
All right, okay. Moving on to another story now then. And truck drivers across the country gather to raise awareness for a 16-year-old boy with a rare form of cancer.
Yeah, so this is quite a heartwarming story. So truck drivers from across the country came together to raise awareness for a 16-year-old boy from Ashford who suffers from a rare form of cancer. Alfie Ward has been battling the disease since the age of 5, and his friends and family aim to raise £400,000 to be spent on antibody therapy, which is actually not offered to him on the NHS. The latest event saw 120 volunteer drivers take part in a 75-minute-long convoy on Sunday. The vehicles made their way around the M25 through Staines Town Centre and finished in Poyle, where a ticketed truck show took place. Shelley Wells, 36, a family friend of Alfie's, said it is heartwarming and quite remarkable to know his story is being heard up and down the country. She said the event was bigger than we expected, and the response we have had is totally out of this world. She said there had been a steady stream of visitors to the event throughout the day, and said lots of people had left messages on social media saying they heard they saw the convoy or heard the horns. We're very fortunate with the local community, she said. We have quite a number of people backing him. Alfie actually attended the event as well, and Shelley said he very much enjoyed the day. She said, I think from Alfie's point of view, it's overwhelming because he is a teenager. Sometimes when we throw events like this, it suddenly hits him how many people support him. He is absolutely loving today and has got to ride around in lots of cars and trucks and speak to quite a few people. Shelley has also set up a change.org petition, which has received more than 300,000 signatures to call on the NHS to pay for or subsidise the cost of antibody therapy for people like Alfie, who is not eligible for the treatment due to having relapsed previously. But if you want to get involved and help out, we've got details of how you can donate to Alfie's Just Giving page online in this week's Runnymede's Wellfund edition, as well as pictures of the convoy of all the trucks from across the country.
Right, marvellous thing to do for him. Yeah. Well done to all those truck drivers. Let's go to Cranley now. There's a bit of an upset there. The Trust cuts to facilities for adults with autism.
Yeah, so a charity has accused the County Council of turning down funding and scaling back a project which you said was to provide a facility for adults with autism. Construction has begun on the controversial £5.5 million Linden Farm development in Alfold, despite unexpected issues during construction. The flagship venture to provide supported living accommodation for 10 adults with autism and high support needs has attracted criticism from the Simon Trust, a local charity which claims that Surrey County Council has refused £360,000 of charitable money and has scaled back the project as well. In 2015, the Trust found that a six-acre plot for sale presented the project to the County Council, which purchased it and is now redeveloping it into a supported living home. A spokesman for the Council confirmed that construction plans had been altered with Council finances under pressure. A council spokesman said, "We're investing £5.5 million in Linden Farm, and with council finances under huge pressure, it is important this remains within budget, and because of some unexpected issues during construction, we believe it will become necessary to make changes in design." In an open letter to Surrey taxpayers, Peter Lawrence, of the Simon Trust, has accused the County Council of depriving vulnerable autistic adults. He wrote, "Surrey County Council has submitted a revised planning application to completely remove all of the original planned horticultural facilities and reduce the size of originally planned activity centre by 45%. A cycle track has been refused, a food technology kitchen removed, an enlarged sports area refused, a planned chicken coop removed, and a much-needed sensory room reduced to an unusably small size." Mr. Lawrence claims the charity has raised £360,000that has been either donated or raised at around 70 fundraising events throughout the year. He said, "After all this hard work and goodwill, Surrey County Council has said on several occasions in 2018, we don't want your money." Council has also prepared a list of 83 local facilities for the residents to use. But Alfold is a rural village. Just eight of these 83 facilities are within a 4-mile radius, and many of them are in the Guildford area. You can get the full story on that in the Cranley edition this week. Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with this quite controversial project.
Indeed, it will. I'm sure you'll be keeping us up to date with that, Alex. Thank you so much for taking us through some of the headlines this week. And, of course, do go out and get your local edition of the Surrey Advertiser for your area, and you'll get all your local news there. And we look forward to talking to you again soon, Alex.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graeme Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, Alex Brock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.